Word is that there's going to be less canola going into the market this year, Kim. What could that mean for Oklahoma canola producers?
Well, it should mean higher prices. If you look at the Canadian futures market for canola, it's went from about $440 a metric ton up to $493. Convert that to, say, bushels in U.S. dollars, it's $9.20. European Union, their canola price is about $9.77 right now in U.S. dollars. And you look at Oklahoma, those prices run from about $6.44 to around $6.90.
Now let's kind of take the middle of that and say $6.70. How does that compare to the Oklahoma wheat price?
If you look at Oklahoma wheat prices now, they're around $5. So your canola price is still, say, $1.70 higher than Oklahoma wheat. On the Oklahoma, say $4.75 to $5.10, depending on location. Your July contract's at $5.07, $5.10, somewhere in that vicinity, but the market's fixing to roll to the September contract, which is running about 9 cents higher at around $5.17, $5.20.
Do we know what's causing that rally in the market right now?
Well, if you look at those market forces, you're always talking about the funds and wheat, they're net short, 50 or 60,000 bushels. I think that's good because when they come out of those shorts, that could get us a price rally. But the big news is the excess amount or surplus wheat in both the United States and the world. And of course, Russia lifted their export tax on their wheat. They've been aggressively selling export wheat in the market. They're selling below the world price, and right now U.S. wheat price are above world export prices.
How are the projected ending stocks looking right now?
Well, if you look at the U.S., 814 million bushels compared to 712 million last year, significantly higher. The seven-year average at 751 million bushels. A world just over 7.4 billion compared to just under 7.4 billion last year. 7 billion bushel average, so you're about 6% higher in world stocks, ending stocks, than you were last year. So we've got more than enough wheat to meet needs.
Let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture of that. Let's compare it to, say, 10, 11.
Well, if you look at 10 and 11, it's a lot like this year. The U.S. ending stocks were projected to be 862 million bushels compared to your 814 this year. And in 10 and 11, the average annual price was $5.70 a bushel. USDA has the U.S. price for 15, 16 at 490, significantly lower with lower ending stocks. Now, that doesn't make sense. From a supply and demand standpoint, lower supply, mm-hmm. lower price. But if you look at the value of the dollar in 2010 and 11, that index was somewhere around 80, 81 points. Right now we're at 94, 95 points, around 16, 17% higher. That makes our wheat higher on the export market. And so if you take 570 and adjust it for that, you get down around 470, 480, which is below what they're projecting right now.
At that price, what should producers be doing in the future as far as marketing?
Well, the marketing year price trend is normally set in the August-September time period when we get into the foreign harvest, the European Union and other exporting countries harvesting. Right now, I would probably sell a third of it and save two-thirds of it to sell in September, October, November, December because, yes, prices are low, but I don't see any reason for that value of the dollar, the dollar index, to go lower. If it does, then prices will go up. But I think it's got as high a probability that it's going to go higher as lower. So I'd do the third and a third and a third this year.
So back to the Kim Anderson patented third and a third and a third.
I think so.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.